We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you agree, Ron, that the $33 million for Le'Veon over the first 2 years, there's no way he doesn't see that money here? There's no way. Do you agree?
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. Can we move on?
No. Can you remember the last time the Steelers cut a 20-something star player a year after signing him based on an injury?
No, I can't.
It was never going to happen here. So, yes, I'll finish with that.
Can we move on now?
No. I'll say one more thing about it. There's a little clause in his contract. Did you notice this with the Jets? First of all, all the reports, probably leaked by Le'Veon and his agent, had this pegged at $35 million, fully guaranteed. Well, now everything I'm seeing today is $25 million, quote, fully guaranteed. And here's the best part, Ron, is he, and this is according to Mike Florio, Bell has essentially promised not to hold out for more money because the Jets tied $3 million in each of his final 2 years of the deal to reporting to training camp on time.
Isn't that a great thing? You get paid to show up for your job.
And not a penny is guaranteed in the final 2 years of his deal. And I have people tweeting me saying, you know, what are you talking about? He didn't make out here. Come on. I mean, he did, but not the way that he intended to. Jeff, no.
Let me give you an update on the Penguins here from Sully. Letang and Mata apparently skated back here today. Not good news on Zach Aston-Reese. Sully says longer term.
Oh, wow.
But hopes that he will be back at some point this season, but not day-to-day, longer term.
Jeez.
That kid's had a tough luck, man, hasn't he? You know, from eating soup through a straw, courtesy of Tom Wilson. He had an injury earlier this year when things were just starting to cook for him a little bit. Now this.
Yeah, I thought they were optimistic on that. That seems to have changed. That's a shame because he was
He's really a good kid, too.
Yeah. So the previous question before we got into Bell's guarantees and not guarantees was AB and his legacy here. Now you people feel when you see the billboard that he put up, when you hear from it at his news conference, sweet-talking Pittsburgh. Greg in Youngstown, what's up?
Hey, guys. I like your passion, Starkey. You're kind of like me. I'm kind of fired up about these two idiots. You know what? Here's the thing with Antonio Brown. I'm sorry, Ron. He is not the greatest Steeler receiver. You know, Swan and Stallworth won Super Bowls. This guy won nothing, okay? Let's just start
Well,
there.
You know, first of all, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm entitled to mine. I don't know how old you are or if you watch Swan and Stallworth play. I did, and they're absolutely great Hall of Famers. Antonio did stuff on the field that they couldn't do. He is the best wide receiver in my time of watching the Steelers. Whether you agree with that or not, that's fine. But don't poo-poo my opinion. I'm not going to poo-poo yours, okay?
But you're insulting the fan base because this guy's just a moron. This guy screwed
the organization. That has nothing to do with him being the best wide receiver in franchise history. I would agree with what you just said.
You know what I want them to do, what they did with Barry Bonds? Put an asterisk next to all his stats on the team. So I'm just so fed up with this guy. I want him wiped off the face.
You're absolutely ridiculous because he gave you a lot of entertainment over the last 6 years. When I might say statistically, he was the best wide receiver in NFL history.
Ron, do you think?
Oh, no way. No way.
Statistically, he had the best 6 years of any receiver of all time.
Ron, Jerry Rice is the greatest receiver that ever walked.
I'm not going to say that he isn't. I agree with that, too. I'm just saying, statistically, no wide receiver had more production over a six-year period than Antonio did. That includes Jerry Rice.
Appreciate the call, Greg. So, Ron, Peter King had AB first-team All-Pro, and because of the way things ended here, he changed that. Does that affect your opinion on him at all in terms of his place in Steelers history, the way it ended here for him?
Well, sure it does. But it doesn't change the fact that I think he was an unbelievable talent. I mean, it can be both ways. I can hate what he did to the team at the end here, but I'm not going to pretend that because he's a jerk at the end that I didn't have a fabulous time watching him play.
No, but
in terms
strictly in the question, greatest receiver in Steelers history, it sounds like that doesn't affect your opinion.
It does
there.
Not.
Okay.
No.
And how about Le'Veon? Why isn't he then the best running back in Steelers?
Because
history?
I watched Franco and I watched Jerome play, and I don't think he's as good as they were, even though he was great.
Okay. You don't think he's better than Bettis talent-wise in everything he could do?
Well, maybe talent-wise, but I'm still going to pick Jerome as a better overall running back. I think Jerome might have been the best big running back in history. I'm not talking about the best running back. I'm talking about the big man running back. I look at those two. I watched all their careers. I'll take Franco 1, Bettis 2, Le'Veon 3. But I also take Antonio over Swan, Stallworth, and Hines Ward.
I'll definitely take Bettis and Franco resume-wise because they were here longer, a lot longer. But when I look strictly at talent, I don't know, man. Le'Veon easily averaged more yards per game than them.
It's in the eye of the beholder. You certainly are not stupid for saying that. Like, this Greg makes me out to be stupid because I like Antonio better than Swan and Starth. It's a very realistic opinion.
Ron, is your call screen working?
I believe so.
I've completely lost my call screen. I'm trying to fly without a call screen here. Can you go to somebody?
Mine just disappeared too.
Joe, our call screens are gone. Where do we go from here? The panic has set in.
We lost our stuff here.
All right. We'll try to get this back, 412-928-9370. The blessing here, Ron, is that we don't have to talk to anybody, right? Let's continue that conversation and dovetail it with grading their free agent pickups so far. But really, this conversation started with AB's legacy here, according to you as a fan. Like, when you see him take out a billboard and sweet-talk Pittsburgh, and how, boy, yesterday must have been a tough day for all you people. What's his legacy here with you? 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.